This meeting of the House Travel Affairs Committee will now come to order. It is 3:05 p.m. Wednesday, March 13th, 2023 in Capitol 106. Members present are Representative Armstrong. Representative Dibert is here. She just stepped out for a moment. Representative Allard, Representative Putkatuk, and Representative Vance, and myself, Rep. McCormick. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. Please take the time to silence your cell phones for the duration of the meeting. Before we get started, I would like to thank Savina St. Clair, the House Tribal Affairs Committee Secretary from Records, and Lisa Denny from the Juno LIO for staffing the committee today. Today, we have one item on the agenda, House Bill 26. By Representative Story. Would Representative Story and Miranda Worrell, staff to Rep. Story, like to speak to the bill before we open public testimony?
Thank you, Chair McCormick and members of the Tribal Affairs Committee. Thank you for hearing the bill again. For the record, I'm Representative Andy Story, representing House District 3. I'm happy to come before you today. Again, just a quick reminder, this bill does two things, simple things, but important to the Council on Alaska Native Languages. And that is it changes the Council's, shortens the Council's name from the Alaska Native Language Preservation Advisory Council to the Council for Alaska Native Languages, which better reflects the broad and vital work that the Council does. The second thing they wanted to do was to add two non-voting members to expand council membership from 5 to 7, and that was to get a more breadth of experience on the Council of other languages, because there's 23 languages, Alaska Native languages, in our state. And so wanted to just give a follow-up on the fiscal note question that we had last time we met. And that was an answer to Rep. Vance's question regarding the bill's fiscal note. The reason the money for the council at $10,000 for travel is in the Department of Commerce and Community and Economic Development is it's because travel costs and statute for the council are covered by that division of community and regional affairs. And again, the Alaska Native Languages is a community sort of endeavor, a statewide endeavor, and so staff for the council are also within the department, Department of Commerce, Division of Community and Regional Affairs, and currently there's only one state employee position, Roy Mitchell, who is the research analyst for the council. And then Miranda Worrell, who works with me, wanted to talk about a possible amendment to update official Alaskan language, Native languages from 20 to 23.
Thank you, through the chair. And for the record, Kuwait Miranda Worrell, staff to Rep. Story. And so just to kind of clarify and walk through the amendment that was mentioned last Wednesday, when Hune Lance Twitchell testified, he brought forward an amendment that would revise the official list of languages under Alaska Statute 44-12-310A and subsection A from 20 to 23 total official languages recognized. Those would be, and apologize if I mispronounce the Wet'tal, Cupic, and Lower and Middle Tanana languages as official Alaska Native languages. So the amendment would add Wet'tal to the list of official languages. It would add Cupic, which is currently listed as a subgroup under Central Alaska Yupik, which is in statute. And the bill would distinguish two distinct Diné languages currently referenced as Tanana languages in statute and break that apart into the Lower Tanana and Middle Tanana languages. Thank you.
Representative Allard.
Thank you. And through the chair, I just wanted to make a comment in regards to the amendment. We did get the information from Representative Story's office this morning. So we're going to be working on bringing that amendment forward on Wednesday, Representative McCormick. Thank you very much for the information. I appreciate it, Representative Story, Miranda, for everything you're doing too. Thank you.
Chair McCormick, I did want to bring up something else that our testifier, invited testifier, talked about in his comments. And just, I want, we talked about the amendment about expanding from 20 to 23 that he had suggested, but he also had suggested expanding and adding a position to this, to the Alaska Native Languages and Advisory Council. He had pointed out that I don't know how many years it was that they had gone from one to two positions to work on this. And I know several years ago a state of emergency was declared about the health and vitality of our languages, and that some were becoming dormant, and how the council is very concerned about that. And in their report that they gave to us last week, they have a list of recommendations, and I know the executive summary was printed out for all of you to have and to read at your leisure. But what I just wanted to draw this to our attention, that the council has finds that its ability to initiate and maintain contact with Alaska Native language stakeholders across Alaska is hindered by the reduced funding, which no longer covers an administrative assistant position to assist in communication with tribes, school districts, colleges, and nonprofit organizations around the state. And they have one employee, as I had said before, Roy Mitchell, who is the research analysis, but then he has to make travel arrangements and do all these other things too. So I just bring that before the council for your thought and awareness, because Kane Twitchell did also mention that, and I felt we didn't really talk about that, but I wanted to point that out. And as I said before, it is listed in the report that they gave to us about, in their executive summary about recommendations. And there's several recommendations in there that from the different, from policy, from communities, governor level, and the representative level. And I'm hoping and wanted to mention to the council that at some point in tribal's affairs, it seems appropriate to maybe perhaps invite the council to come in and have a conversation about the state of Alaska Native languages and what we as a state could be doing to support that in our communities and at our different policy levels. And I felt that this committee obviously has an, may have an interest in that, and I wanted to, I know the council is interested in having more of a dialogue. Some of them obviously would have to phone in, but I just bring that before this body too. So thank you.
Thank you very much for your refreshing comments, Representative Story, but also for that suggestion. I would love to have them come and present at a future meeting.
Mr. Chair, can we take a brief at
ease? Sure, brief at ease. All right, we are now back on the record. Thank you again, Representative Story. We will now be moving to public testimony. We will now open up the bill for public testimony. I see we have two callers online, but I want to go ahead and survey the room. Has anyone joined the committee today for the purpose of giving testimony on HB 26? Seeing no. Okay. I see that we do have two folks on the line that may have called in for testimony. We'll start off with Dr. Waukee Charles of the Alaska Native Language Center. Mr. Charles, give you 3 minutes, but I will also be generous with time. We don't have a lot of testimony today, so please go right ahead.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. If you could just state your name for the record, please.
Good afternoon. My name is Waukee Charles, director of the University of Alaska, Alaska Native Language Center, also known as ANLC. I might add that I'm the first Alaska Native director for ANLC in its 50-year history. The mission of Alaska Native Language Center is to revitalize and promote Alaska Native languages. ANLC was established by state legislation in 1972 as a center for research and documentation of the 20 languages of Alaska. ANLC offers language learning resources, academic programs, access to our archives and publication in and on Native languages of Alaska. On behalf of the Alaska Native Language Center and the Indigenous people of Alaska, whom we represent by language, I'm calling in to support HB 26, Council for Alaska Native Languages, from its previous name, Alaska Native Language Preservation and Advisory Council. Changing it to Council for Alaska Native Languages provides a clear and understandable title for every Alaskan to recognize, especially our language bearers, on whom we rely to sustain and maintain all our heart languages of Alaska. Keeping it simple benefits all of Alaska in recognizing what the council does and what the council does for all our languages. As director of ANLC, I support and endorse a change for HB 26. I want to thank Representative Story and Ms. Miranda Worrell for all their work to move this forward, and for everybody else who has worked so diligently on this. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your testimony, Dr. Walkie Charles. Does anyone on the committee have any questions for Dr. Charles? No? Okay. Thank you very much for your testimony.
Thank you.
I see on the line we have Robert Pearson, who may have called in for testimony. Mr. Pearson, if you've called in, please go right ahead.
Mr. Chair, I was just calling in to be available for questions of the department and the division.
Okay, thank you very much. So that's all we have for testimony. I will now, seeing that there are no more individuals wishing to testify, I'm going to go ahead and close public testimony. Would also like to note, I failed to mention this at 312, we were joined by Representative Carpenter. Welcome, Representative Carpenter. Brief at ease. Back on the record, seeing that we have no further testimony and nothing left on the agenda for HB 26, I guess I'll just offer the opportunity, Representative Story, if you had any other questions, or excuse me, any other comments.
Oh, just a quick follow-up. So we're going to set an amendment deadline, and then I would just basically again say that I have, as the liaison to the council, and in hearing some of their discussions, this is very near and dear and passionate to their hearts and lives of Alaska Native people, all people, Native, non-Native, and so I appreciate your attention to their request.
Thank you very much, Representative Story and Miranda Worrell, for speaking to us about this bill. I will now set the amendment deadline for 5 p.m. Thursday, March 16th at 5 p.m. So that's all we have on the agenda for today. The House Tribal Affairs Committee will begin meeting at 3:30 henceforth, and our next meeting is Monday, March 20th at 3:30. The time is 3:21 p.m., and this hearing of the House Tribal Affairs Committee is now adjourned.